We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayera, and we had learned about how Hashem brought Avram down, so to speak. When it came to Nisim Nakedah, Avram was dealing with Yirat Hashem, and that's how Elokim Nisat Avram, and that there was an aspect where Avram had to bond with the Midat Yirat Hashem of Yitzchak in the Nisayon of the Akedah. ובזה יש לתרץ מה שאמר אברהם להשם יתברך על נא תעבור מעל עבדך. And through this we could answer what Avram says to Hashem, please do not pass from upon me. דהנה העובד מאהבה, for the one who serves his creator out of love, רצונו לעשות רק היטב בעיני Hashem. What he wants to do is just what's good in the eyes of Hashem. וכמאמר היסוד העבודה הידוע, like the יסוד העבודה, like his famous saying, דזה הייתה תשובת אהרון למשה, הייטב בעיני השם? That was Aaron's answer to Moshe. Moshe said, why didn't you eat the chata sacrifice? Aaron said, if I ate the chata sacrifice today after I lost my children, הייטב בעיני השם? Would that be good in the eyes of Hashem? שזה היה עיקר שורש עבודתו. That was at the root, that was the essence of Aaron's service of Hashem, שיתבו ענייניו לפני השם. That the things he does, his issues will be good before Hashem. ולכן לא אמר כתורה עשיתי וכולו. And that's why he didn't say, you know, I did like the Torah said. But rather he said, if I did it, would it be good in the eyes of Hashem? Because that was the essence of his service. העובד מיירא, but he who serves out of fear, out of awe, עושה רק מה שנצטווה. He does only what he was commanded. אבל העובד מאהבה, but he who serves out of love, מתבונן, he takes note, מהו רצונו יתברך, what is Hashem blessed be he, what is his will. וכלשון שאומרים, מלאכיך הקדושים והתאורים, שעושים רצונך. Just like we say, Hashem's holy angels, the pure ones who do Hashem's will, not necessarily Hashem's commandment, שעושים את משהו רצונו יתברך, they do what Hashem wills, blessed be he. וכיוון שאברהם אבינו, עבודתו הייתה בגודל האהבה, and being that Avram, our forefather, his service was out of the great love, וידע שתכלית רצון העליון, and he knew that the essence of the upper will, שנתאבה הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות לו דירה בתחתונים, that God wanted that there be, so to speak, an apartment, a place for him here below, הוא כי אמרתי עולם חסד ייבנה. And that is this concept that the world is built through chesed. הבין, he understood, שלפני הקדוש ברוך הוא גדולה יותר. He knew that before Hashem it was greater. I don't know what this Rashi Tevos is. So Avram Avinu understood that before Hashem, gdola yoter hanachat ruach mehachnasat orchim, that the nachas from Avram's doing achnasas orchim ligmol chesed veachnis lebetot mi she'in lo, to do kindness, to bring into his home he who has not, yoter mikabalat pnei shechina, that is more than accepting, greeting the face of the shechina. Ve'omnam, ha'oved meira eino yechol lehagia lemaskana kazu. Truth be known, he who serves Hashem out of fear cannot attain such a conclusion. Rak ha'oved me'ava, only he who serves out of love. Shekol ma'asav hem lasot nachat ruach la'Hashem yitbarach. That all of his actions are to give nachas to Hashem. Magia la'akara zo, he attains this understanding. Ve'et ze ha'torah kedoshah melamedet lanu. And this our holy Torah teaches us. She'yeshnam inyanim, that there are concepts, there are things, she'af she'in aleihem tzivui. Even though there's no direct commandment about them, אבל הרי הם בבחינת ועשית הישר והטוב בעיני השם. But they go along with the concept of do that which is right, do that which is straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. והם תכלית רצונו יתברך, and they are the essence of God's will. והעובד מאהבה עושה רצונו, and he who serves Hashem out of love does his will. So Avraham Avinu understood that right now I'm talking to Hashem, but what does Hashem want me to do? עולם חסד ייבנה. The essence of Hashem's will in this world is to do kindness. So Hashem wants me to do that. Now obviously, if this is taken out of context, you could uproot the whole Torah. I don't have to put on tefillin, let me go do chesed. I don't have to say shema, let me go do chesed. It obviously takes an Avraham Avinu to know when to apply this. It's not enough just to want to do the will of Hashem and know that Hashem wants us to do chesed. We do have guidelines. Otherwise, we could just be Christians. Just be good. Just be good. Who has to keep the mitzvot? No. We have mitzvot, and they do guide us. But there's also an aspect where we have to know the value of the chesed. That the chesed is the essence of creation. Hashem wants us to be loving, caring, good people.